课堂听 class.com。
Lesson 265. May I come in?
来到总经理办公室门前，你礼貌地敲敲门问，我可以进来吗？
May I come in? May I come in?
你忘了带钢笔，见同桌那里有两只，就轻声地问他，我可以用一下吗？
May I use it? May I use it?
在寝室里你很想听音乐，又怕打扰大家休息，你试着问，我可以听音乐吗？
May I listen to some music? May I listen to some music?
你有急事想向朋友借用汽车，你客气地问他，我可以借用你的车吗？
May I borrow your car? May I borrow your car?
你不知其他人是否介意你吸烟，就客气地问，我可以在这里吸烟吗？
May I smoke here? May I smoke here? Lesson 266. You'd better leave here.
托比在这里帮不上一点忙，你客气地劝他说，你最好离开这儿。
You'd better leave here.You'd better leave here.
这份文件最好在当天打印完。你对秘书说，你最好今天就完成。
You'd better finish it today. You'd better finish it today.
你觉得约翰还是应该和你一起赴约，就对他说，你最好和我一起去。
You'd better go with me. You'd better go with me.
看到女友满脸倦意，你很心疼，就劝她说，你最好休息一下。
You'd better have a rest. You'd better have a rest.
你希望彼得能够保守这个秘密，就对他说，你最好不要告诉别人。
You'd better not tell the others. You'd better not tell the others. Lesson 267.Only a few.
苏珊问你有多少人知道这个消息，你想了想说，只有几个。
Only a few. Only a few.
开会前，珍妮正在到处找椅子，你指着自己身边说，这里有几把椅子。
Here are a few chairs. Here are a few chairs.
旅行团成员中也有一些会讲法语，你介绍说，我们中间有几个人讲法语。
A few of us speak French. A few of us speak French.
你希望约翰能在这里多玩几天，就热切地问他，你能多留几天吗？
Can you stay a few days longer? Can you stay a few days longer?
亨利打电话问朋友们是否在你这儿，你肯定地说，有几个在这儿。
Yes, a few are here. Yes, a few are here. Lesson 268. Sorry, he is out.
麦克不在公司里，你对来电话找他的家人说， 不好意思，他出去了。
Sorry, he is out. Sorry, he is out.
客户来找怀特先生，他正好不在。你解释说，怀特先生出去了。
Mr. White is out. Mr. White is out.
你想知道朋友今天是否要出门，就好奇地问他，你今天要出去吗？
Are you going out today? Are you going out today?
窗外的樱花开了，你兴奋地让大家朝窗外看。你说，快看窗子外面。
Look out of the window. Look out of the window.
你发现朋友手中的入场券已经过期，就提醒他说，这张票过期了。
This ticket is out of date. This ticket is out of date. Lesson 269. Move along, please.
门口挤满了人，你希望大家能往里走走，就说，请大家动一动。
Move along, please. Move along, please.
桌旁的椅子比较碍事儿，你对秘书说，请把椅子移开。
Move the chair away, please. Move the chair away, please.
你想让下属把桌子搬到前面，就要求说，把桌子移到前面去。
Move the desk to the front. Move the desk to the front.
你发现有人动过你放在桌子上的书，就疑惑地问，谁动我的书了？
Who has moved my book?Who has moved my book?
一切都安排妥当后，你想明天就搬家。你说，我打算明天搬家。
I'm going to move tomorrow. I'm going to move tomorrow. Lesson 270. I hope so.
莉莉发誓说自己有朝一日要登上世界第一峰。你笑笑说，希望如此。
I hope.So, I hope so.
贝恩不帮你，就没人能帮得了你了。你对贝恩说，你是我最后的希望。
You're my last hope. You're my last hope.
老友出差时要顺便来看你，你高兴地对他说，希望很快能够见到你。
I hope to see you soon. I hope to see you soon.
和新结识的美国朋友道别时，你热情地对他说，希望能再见到你。
Hope to see you again. Hope to see you again.
同事生病住院了，你去探望他时真诚地说，希望你能很快好起来。
Hope you'll be better soon. Hope you'll be better soon. Lesson 271.There's a message for you.
有人给杰克留了一个口信，你见到杰克时说，留你一个口信。
There's a message for you. There's a message for you.
将保罗托人捎来的消息转达给大家时，你说，保罗捎来了一个口信。
There's a message from Paul. There's a message from Paul.
你想知道 Helen 在那边工作进展如何，就问同事 Helen 有什么消息吗？
Is there any message from Helen? Is there any message from Helen?
玛丽说自己带来了一个重要的消息，你忙问她，是什么消息？
What's the message? What's the message?
看到珍妮很着急，你想帮她捎个口信，就主动说，我替你捎个口信吧。
I'll send a message for you. I'll send a message for you. Lesson 272. How do you spell it?
你想知道酬劳的英文单词怎么拼写，就问朋友，这个你怎么拼写？
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
你想请教外教一个复杂单词的写法，就客气地问他，请问您怎么拼写？
How do you spell it, please? How do you spell it, please?
你没听清麦克刚刚说的那个单词的写法，就请求他说，再拼写一次。
Spell it again. Spell it again.
你希望客户明确说出自己名字的写法，就客气地问他，您的名字如何拼写？
How do you spell your name? How do you spell your name?
写作文时你忘了一个单词的写法，就问同桌，你怎么拼写这个单词？
How do you spell this word? How do you spell this word? Lesson 273. I was born in Beijing.
你是土生土长的北京人，在做自我介绍时你说，我出生在北京。
I was born in Beijing. I was born in Beijing.
你是1980年出生的，在应聘面试时你说，我出生于1980年。
I was born in 1980. I was born in 1980.
你想知道约翰的出生地是哪儿，就好奇地问他，你在哪里出生？
Where were you born? Where were you born?
你想知道自己和安妮谁的生日大，就问他，你是什么时候出生的？
When were you born? When were you born?
小侄儿诞生于上午八点，你高兴地转告家人说，婴儿是八点出生的。
The baby was born at 8 o'clock. The baby was born at 8 o'clock. Lesson 274. I have lots of friends.
你认为友谊是宝贵的，因此交友广泛。你自豪地说，我有很多朋友。
I have lots of friends. I have lots of friends.
很久没有收拾房间了，家务事都堆在了一起。你说，我有很多家务要做。
I have lots of housework to do. I have lots of housework to do.
今天老师留了很多作业，你无奈地说，我有很多作业要做。
I have lots of homework. I have lots of homework.
一进房间就看到桌子上摆满了鲜花，你惊喜地说，这儿有很多花。
There are lots of flowers here. There are lots of flowers here.
没想到储藏室里竟然有这么多桌子，你惊讶地说，这儿有很多桌子。
There are lots of desks here. There are lots of desks here.Lesson 275. I'm just killing time.
休息日没什么事干，你就连着看影碟。你说，我这是在消磨时间。
I'm just killing time. I'm just killing time.
看到同事们午休时又在一起打牌，你说，他们是在消磨时间。
They're just killing time.They're just killing time.
坐火车时，你取出一副牌向大家建议说，咱们打牌消磨一下时间吧。
Let's play cards to kill time. Let's play cards to kill time.
坐长途汽车很无聊，你对旁边的人说，咱们聊聊天消磨一下时间吧。
Let's kill time by talking.Let's kill time by talking.
彼得提议无聊时去看电影，你赞同地说，这是消磨时间的好办法。
It's a good way to kill time. It's a good way to kill time. Lesson 276. At least let me know.
你希望妹妹去冒险登山之前至少告诉你一声，你说，至少让我知道。
At least let me know. At least let me know.
还有十多分钟才开会，你让职员放心地打文件。你说，至少有十分钟。
There is at least 10 minutes. There is at least 10 minutes.
离飞机起飞还有两个多小时，你无奈地说，至少还有两个小时。
There is at least 2 hours. There is at least 2 hours.
Lucy 对参加设计比赛信心不足，你鼓励她说，你至少可以试一下。
Try it at least. Try it at least.
公司规定至少先付一半钱才能提货，你告诉客户说，至少要付一半。
Pay half of it at least. Pay half of it at least. Lesson 277. Have you ever been there?
你发现向导也不太熟悉该走哪条路，你质疑地问他，你去过那儿吗？
Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there?
朋友的英语很好，你想知道他是否去过国外，就问他，你出过国吗？
Have you ever been abroad? Have you ever been abroad?
看到外国朋友在看上海地图，你好奇地问他，你去过上海吗？
Have you ever been to Shanghai? Have you ever been to Shanghai?
你想知道喜欢旅行的贝蒂是否到过欧洲，就问他，你曾经去过欧洲吗？
Have you ever been to Europe? Have you ever been to Europe?
同事提到他很喜欢雾都伦敦，你问他，你曾经去过伦敦吗？
Have you ever been to London? Have you ever been to London? Lesson 278. So much for today.
马上就要下课了，简单总结之后，你说，今天就讲这么多吧。
So much for today. So much for today.
你因为要加班而不能和朋友们去酒吧，你说，我没有那么多时间。
I don't have much time. I don't have much time.
你和亨利意气相投，有很多共同语言。你说，我们有很多共同之处。
We have too much in common. We have too much in common.
儿子的病情比昨天有好转，你欣慰地对丈夫说，他今天好多了。
He is much better.Today. He is much better today.
这位服务人员帮了你一个大忙，你向他致谢说，非常感谢您。
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Lesson 279. It's up to you.
这件事还是听乔治的决定比较好，你对他说，这就看你的了。
It's up to you.To you. It's up to you.
你将添置家具的事情全权交给了妻子，你对她说，这就全由你决定了。
It's up to you entirely. It's up to you entirely.
问题能否顺利解决，关键在于麦克的表现。你说，这要看麦克的了。
It's up to Mike. It's up to Mike.
儿子显然不满意你的做法，你只好严肃地对他说，这由我决定。
It's up to me. It's up to me.
是否买大房子关键在于爸爸的意见，你说，这要看我爸爸的决定。
It's up to my father. It's up to my father. Lesson 280. I've decided to go.
不论路途有多艰险，你还是要去。你坚定地说，我已经决定去了。
I've decided to go. I've decided to go.
你对毕业后的去向还没有明确的想法，你说，我还没有决定干什么。
I haven't decided what to do. I haven't decided what to do.
你不想让任何人影响你的决定。你对父母说，让我自己决定吧。
I'll decide by myself. I'll decide by myself.
你想知道莎莉是否做出了自己的抉择，就问她，你决定了吗？
Have you decided yet? Have you decided yet?
开了一下午的会却没有结果，你不满地说，什么也没有决定下来。
Nothing has been decided. Nothing has been decided. Lesson 281. How I envy you.
派克将被晋升为部门经理，你笑着对他说，我好羡慕你啊。
How I envy you. How I envy you.
你很羡慕马丁一家去地中海度假，你自言自语地说，我好羡慕他们。
How I envy them. How I envy them.
彼得一连签了好几个订单，你不禁对他说，我真是羡慕你的好运气。
I do envy your good luck. I do envy your good luck.
丈夫升职后很快就买了一辆新轿车，你不安地说，这会遭人妒忌。
It will be envied. It will be envied.
同事很嫉妒你取得的成绩，你不安地说，他嫉妒我的成功。
My success feeds his envy. My success feeds his envy. Lesson 282. I'm very disappointed.
期待已久的音乐会并没有达到预期的效果，你沮丧地说，我很失望。
I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed.
好不容易排到了售票口，票却卖光了，你说，这可真令人失望。
This is very disappointing. This is very disappointing.
本想出去郊游，可却下起雨来，你不开心地说，这天气真令人失望。
The weather is disappointing. The weather is disappointing.
寒假期间你哪儿也没去成，你失落地说，这个假期真是太令人失望了。
The holidays are so disappointing. The holidays are so disappointing.
你辜负了爸爸的期望，你愧疚地向爸爸道歉说，对不起，我使您失望了。
Sorry to disappoint you. Sorry to disappoint you. Lesson 283. It's almost 10 o'clock.
马上就到十点开会的时间了，你看看表说，快到十点了。
It's almost 10 o'clock. It's almost 10 o'clock.
再炒最后一道菜就可以开饭了，你对家人说，饭差不多准备好了。
Dinner is almost ready. Dinner is almost ready.
草拟完这最后两页你就完成工作了，你开心地说，我快要做完了。
I've almost finished it. I've almost finished it.
好不容易才准时赶到目的地，你气喘吁吁地说，我几乎是一路跑过来的。
I almost ran all the way. I almost ran all the way.
艾玛自从减肥之后漂亮多了，你夸张地对她说，我几乎认不出你了。
I almost didn't recognize you. I almost didn't recognize you. Lesson 284. I go along with you.
珍妮的观点很有见地，正好合你的意。你对她说，我赞同你的想法。
I go along with you. I go along with you.
同事们称赞新来的秘书工作能力强，你点点头说，我同意这个看法。
I go along with that. I go along with that.
你想知道妻子是否赞同你经商的想法？你问他，你同意我的想法吗？
Do you go along with me? Do you go along with me?
朋友们都不认同你的观点。你生气地说，没有人赞同我的想法。
Nobody goes along with me. Nobody goes along with me.
安妮的提议遭到了所有人的否定。你说，没有人赞同这个想法。
Nobody goes along with that. Nobody goes along with that. Lesson 285. I'll manage somehow.
你让家人不必担心资金不足的问题。你说，我总有办法应付过去的。
I'll manage somehow. I'll manage somehow.
弟弟要一个人去楼顶上修天线。你担心地问他，你能处理得了吗？
Can you manage it? Can you manage it?
即使处境艰难，你也不愿意接受朋友的帮助。你说，我能应付得了。
I can manage. I can manage.
到月底时，所有的工作都压了过来。你疲倦地说，我有点应付不了。
More than I can manage.More than I can manage.
丈夫独自在家带孩子真让人不放心。你问丈夫，你能管好孩子们吗？
Can you manage children well? Can you manage children well? Lesson 286. She is a thoughtful girl.
妹妹很善解人意，处处替别人考虑。你说，她是个为人着想的女孩。
She is a thoughtful girl. She is a thoughtful girl.
罗杰做事总以他人的利益为重。你称赞他说，你很会为别人着想。
You're very thoughtful. You're very thoughtful.
女友心地善良，处处为你着想。你感动地对她说，你很体贴人。
You're very thoughtful. You're very thoughtful.
为旅行做准备时，丈夫安排好了一切。你满意地对他说，你真体贴人。
It's very thoughtful of you. It's very thoughtful of you.
在宿舍里，梅森将音乐声开得很大，影响别人休息。你不满地说，他不为人着想。
It's notThoughtful of him. It's not thoughtful of him. Lesson 287. Any objection?
在会上，你详细地陈述了自己的见解。你问大家，有没有反对意见？
Any objection? Any objection?
在按原计划做出最后决定之前，你客气地问同事，有什么反对意见吗？
Is there any objection? Is there any objection?
妻子问你是否同意请保姆来照顾孩子，你点点头说，我不反对。
I have no objection. I have no objection.
你不同意女儿参加冒险队去攀登雪山，你激动地说，我强烈反对。
I have a strong objection.I have a strong objection.
这件事的做法实在令你无法接受。你说，这是我唯一不赞成的地方。
It's my only objection. It's my only objection.